everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Brady Bunch. A very special hangover episode of the Chicken Dish Podcast. I am Becky Wheelock, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois.
And I'm Anna Eiler, barely coming to you from San Diego.
Hanging on by a thread from San Diego. I believe this is the first time that Anna and I have both done this podcast hungover.
Yes. Well, the first time you were a little, you had been drunk and hungover all in one day. But
yeah. I think this is a whole different level of that this time. What did you do last night?
It was John Somerianto's birthday. So we did a pub crawl.
Which ended with you crawling?
Yes, crawling to the toilet. Yes.
Oh.
But I did sing some karaoke.
What did you, what songs did you
sing? A full-on Asian party without some karaoke.
What songs did you sing?
We sang Summer Lovin'. Luckily, it was one of those places where they turn the music up really loud, so you can't really hear yourself, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was a smart move.
I'm sure the people that work at the karaoke place are like, turn music up real loud. Because they're probably so tired of, like, every amateur coming in there that's like, Summer Lovin'! Like, it's so right, bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just think about when we used to do that in college and how brutal we were.
Oh, I looked for that song.
Spice Girls?
I wanted to sing If You Want to Be My Lover.
Yeah. Notice I knew exactly what you were talking about. Obviously, Spice Girls. Or when they would have karaoke at the boathouse, and that one girl always sang, what's that song? Like, come around here no more. Shit, what was that song? There was one lady that sang the exact same song every single week. Don't stop dragging my heart. Remember? And she'd be like, stop dragging my.
Ooh. This is also the karaoke edition of the Chicken Dish.
Putting that in the notes. We're going to have one of those.
And don't forget the Drop Me in the Water guy, too.
Yeah. Which, when they came out with that fish that sings. You know that there's like that Charlie Bass or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Charlie Bass is a character on Gossip Girl. It's not Charlie. Whatever it was. It was like Billy Bob Bass. Right. And he would flop around and he sang that song, Drop Me in the Water. Mm-hmm. I would always laugh because it reminded me of that guy.
Yeah, and I'd never heard that song until that guy.
I thought he made it up.
Right? I was like, Anyway, what did you do last night?
Well, I have had actually a really busy past couple days. I had my nephew's 8th grade graduation on Wednesday, which gave me new sympathy for every parent that has, like, multiple kids and has to go to multiple graduations.
Right.
You know, like, you figure for one kid there could be three or more graduations.
Right.
And if you have a couple different kids, that's a lot of freaking boring shit to sit through.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I was sitting on bleachers, first of all. When was the last time you sat on a bleacher?
Right.
Like, when was the last time you had to climb up a bleacher?
Yeah, I didn't even know they still made bleachers, really. I was at Wrigley.
No, I mean, it was in a junior high gym.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, this is odd. Not the most comfortable things I've ever sat on.
Right.
And then by the time that, like, 7th and 8th grade concert band started playing YMCA, I was like, oh, God. But I was happy for him, obviously, so that was good. And then we just went out. The whole family went out for pizza and stuff afterwards. And then Thursday night, our friend MK from San Diego was in town, so we went out for happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, I had a surprise 30th birthday party for this guy, Keith, which was kind of amazing because when he showed up, he'd been out all day with two of his friends. And they'd been, like, it was such a nice day yesterday. They'd been out at, like, Old Town Art Fair all day and everything. So they all looked like lobsters.
Mm.
He was wearing a backpack when he got to the bar. And he was wearing a shirt that said, "Sun's out, guns out."
Oh my God.
And apparently right before they came into the bar, he was taking a pee in the alley.
Oh my God, so he's already a little loose?
Yeah, his girlfriend was like, "Oh, awesome, he's taking a pee in the alley right now."
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so he was already a little loose, I believe, but it was really fun, actually. It was at the Pony on Belmont. So, which is a place that I've been to like 5 or 6 times. I was there for Halloween like 2 years ago. Like, I've been there multiple times, and I couldn't pick it out of a lineup every time. Either they remodeled.
Yeah, and pretty much any of those bars, like north of Fullerton, I don't know where they are, what the names are. I mean, they're all kind of the same, you know?
Yeah. This one's actually really cute, though. I mean, I've been to it, now that I've been to a couple parties there, I realize that I always have a good time when I go.
Oh, that's good.
There was a lot of really cute boys there last night, which helps.
Oh, that always helps.
Yeah. And we were there with our friend RDG, who is not drinking these days. So it was kind of funny because I, in my head, didn't realize that he wasn't drunk, and only I was.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. Like, I thought he was on the same playing field as I was. And then only this morning when I woke up did I realize, like, huh, I was the only one drunk in that scenario.
Although, I have to say, when I hung out with him in that state, I kind of like it because he puts the pieces together for you. He's like, and then you said this, and then you did this. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and also, luckily it wasn't like it wasn't any kind of brownout kind of night, so I pretty much remember everything. I didn't need too many pieces put together, but I will say that I'm glad that he was there because our cab driver made multiple stops on the way back to my place, including his office for him to pick up pajamas.
Oh.
Jammers. And then I made him stop at Food Smart so we could get snacks, since I have no food at my house. And so I'm pretty sure I would never be able to go back to Food Smart again if it hadn't been for him. Because I was a little bit of Wile E. Coyote, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
So, anyway. So that was good. And then he was the perfect house guest because he put together my new chandelier this morning.
It's always helpful.
Amazing. And now it's up. And I just don't know what to do with that giant thing that used to be in my kitchen. So, that's it. But I'm very happy. It was a productive morning, despite my drunkenness. But then, combination of that and the fact that, obviously, he was here. I didn't go to brunch this morning, so I kind of feel bad.
Oh.
But, that's okay. I can miss one. It's the only one I've missed. Anna's giving me Fire Marshal Bill fierceness right now.
Well, they look real big in the Skype. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You got some big-ass horse teeth.
Please stop doing that immediately.
Okay, sir.
Oh, my God. I have to ask you something that I need your opinion. This is 90% of the reason that I was drunk dialing you last night. I was drunk stalking Anna last night because something happened, and I needed to find out your opinion on whether or not it was racist.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to try to get it while we were still in the moment, but obviously that didn't happen. Right. So one of the girls that was at the party last night, who was actually very funny and, like, just, like, kind of like a sassy, like, older lady. You know, not older, like in her 40s or whatever. She, I just met her for the first time yesterday, but she was fun and, you know, kind of like a funny chick. And then at some point she was looking for a song. She wanted a specific song from the DJ. Mm-hmm. And I had noticed when I went to the bathroom earlier that the DJ was Asian.
Mm-hmm.
See where this is going. Mm-hmm. I love that the back of the hairs on your neck have already bristled. And so she's very drunk at this point, but she comes back to the table and she's like, "Yay!" She's like, "I asked the DJ and that little pot sticker said he's got it."
Yeah, I'd say that's racist. Pot sticker? And what's her background?
White.
I mean, see, that's the thing that people don't get, or like that they think those things are racist, but like I don't go around and say like, oh, look at that little hamburger or whatever a white food is, you know, like I don't look at that little hamburger or look at that little peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever, you know what I mean? Like you don't say things, you don't call white people by like white, stereotypical white things, foods.
What could we call them?
I mean, I guess maybe, like, people, I guess maybe it happens to Italians. You might say that little meatball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, granted, I guess the, what you call it, the Jersey girls call themselves meatballs, but they can do it because it's themselves.
Right. I think in that moment, she didn't mean to be racist, but that's almost the, like, that's almost worse to me when people don't mean to be racist, because it means it's just something that's, like, innately in their psyche somewhere.
Right.
And she noticed that I, like, bristled when she said that. And then she kind of, like, walked around to the other side of the table. And I leaned over to Russ. And I'm like, oh, my God, did she seriously just call the DJ a pot sticker?
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I laughed my ass off.
And well, then, it is funny.
And then, but I was also, like, I was also offended. And so she noticed me kind of, like, saying something to Russ about how it offended me. And she came over and she's like, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said pot sticker. That was, like, not a right thing to say. So she did apologize. Well, that's... She could have ignored that.
Right.
But I always feel like somebody's watching. No, I'm kidding. I always feel like when somebody, when like, do you get this too? When you're around and somebody says something racist against another race, you kind of in the back of your head think they only didn't say something about me, or like they picked a different race because I'm sitting here, but had somebody else been sitting here, it would have been some different racist joke.
Right. Oh, for sure.
So it's like I get offended at all. People are like, why do you care? You're not even Asian, or you're not, you know, Hispanic or whatever. And I'm like, because you're gonna say something else that's racist if I'm not sitting here.
Right. Exactly.
And you probably you probably just left out a race because you're not sure what I am. So you just went for Asian because that's the only one, you know.
Right. Yeah, most people aren't discriminatory in their discrimination. Is that what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like people are just like, damn Asians, you know, unless you're like a, you know, 90-year-old grandpa who fought in Korea or something, and then they're just like, they're just specifically racist. But usually even those people are generally racist.
Yeah, I would say so.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny because it's just a funny, like, little, like, pot sticker, you know? Like,
I've never heard that.
It's kind of a cute little, like, whatever, but, yeah, unless you're Asian, that's really not okay.
Or if I called you my little pot sticker, which I would never even do, like...
But if you did, yeah, but it would be funny, like, yeah.
Like, it, like, even for me, I was just thinking, like, you know, would I put that in a birthday card? Well, a birthday card. Dear little pot sticker. Like, I just, it could never even come out of me because I feel like that's like, even for me, to my best friend who happens to be Asian, and I'm obviously, you know, not a racist person, I could never write that because it would feel racist.
Right.
You know?
Or if you're like, dear fried rice. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of feel like that's my barometer for what is racist. And when she said that last night, I was like, okay, would I feel comfortable saying that to an Asian person if they were here? And the answer is no.
Right. Well, and I have to say, I'm surprised that she caught herself, though, and apologized. Because like you said, she could have just blown it off and be like, what do I care, you know?
Yeah.
But.
I mean, she doesn't know me. She didn't have to care what I think. So, I give her credit. Right. And in reality, I know that she wasn't saying, she didn't mean to be like, you know, a racist person. She was just kind of like a funny, like, you know, crazy lady. I mean, earlier that night, she was dancing. She's like, I'm signing autographs tonight. Like, you know, like, which cracked me up. She was funny like that. So I kind of gave her the benefit of the doubt and, you know, whatever. But. But I was just like, what?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people don't even know that they're saying stuff. Like, I remember that first job I had after college when I was the foster care coordinator, we had to go to the Racine County State Fair or whatever, Racine County Fair, and set up a booth and get people to sign up to be foster parents. So my coworker sitting there next to me and her sister came out to us and was talking about you know, whatever. And then she's like, okay, well, we're going to go get some slanted food. And she's, I mean, and then, but, like, didn't even bat an eye. Like, I kind of looked at her sister, and I could tell her sister was like, oh, what's going to happen? And at that time, I was still not really, you know, I was only, you know, 22. I was still not, like, super comfortable with confronting people about that kind of stuff. And she said it again. Like, she just kept, she must have said it, like, 2 or 3 times. Like, it, I don't even think it even registered to her. It was just weird, you know?
I want to just hit people in the windpipe when they say shit like that. It's like, who are, do you, how are you still, if you're under 90 years old and you never fought in Vietnam or Korea,
right?
Like, where do you live? Unless you're from, like, the Appalachian Hills of wherever Appalachia is, right. And you're like, you've been living in a tent without cable for 36 years.
Right.
What planet do you live on that you say slant-eyed food?
Right. Yeah, and she really just didn't seem to like it, I mean, she really did not bat an eye. Like, it was obviously what she called, you know, Asian food, probably her whole life. You know, I was like, what? Yes. However, I think I did finally, I released that, not on her, but, you know, fast forward to 2008. That time that Stacy and I were leaving, and we were going to get a cab. It was like St. Patty's Day or something. Clearly, we were the first people like that would have been eligible to get this cab.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard the guys behind us say, oh, that fucking slant-eyed chick got it. So I rolled out. We get in the cab. I roll down the window. And the cab driver was so nice. Like, we're in the intersection, and he stops for me. I'm like, excuse me. And, like, there's a ton of people, like, standing outside the bar. I'm like, excuse me. Last time I checked, it was 2008, you motherfucking bigot. And I just, like, start going off. Like, I'm just screaming out the window. And then the cab driver was like, are you done? I'm like, thank you, thank you. And he's like, okay, you seem like you had something to say, so I thought I would let you say it. He was so nice. I'm like, thank you.
That's hilarious.
But I was like, I cannot believe. And I think he didn't think that I heard him, obviously. Because he just stood there with his mouth open, like, oh, shit, what did I just do?
Well, I mean, I don't understand what rock these people live under. Like, the guy, I was just innocently standing outside a bar. I mean, this is a little while back, but this guy and his friend just walking by, and I'm standing there talking to a friend outside a bar, and the guy walks by, and he's like, what's up, Chaka Khan?
What? How come people say Chaka Khan to you all the time?
I mean, I don't. First of all, thank you.
Right.
I could only wish to be as fabulous as Chaka Khan.
Well, you are, but.
But, like, I don't do my hair, like, in some big, crazy, even though you wish I would. I don't walk around with some big, giant, crazy afro. And it's not like I'm wearing a stage costume. And I sure wasn't singing, I feel for you. Like, I was, like, standing there. Like, what? Chaka Khan. Like, I don't walk past white boys and be like, what's up, Robert Redford? Like, I don't even
know. Well, yeah, exactly.
I don't even know.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For the most part, you can avoid it when you're in, like, the cities, you know, like, in a city. But every once in a while, they bus in someone from an Appalachian hill, and you're just like, what?
Right. Well, and I was in Lincoln Park at the time, so that doesn't surprise me.
Lincoln Park, where 23-year-olds go to have sex for 3 years, then find somebody to marry and move to the suburbs?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, not to go off onto a racism rant, but that happened last night, and I was like, I feel offended, like.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if someone had called me, if she had said that to me, you know what I mean? And I was there, like, I would have probably punched her in the face. Like, you just call me a fucking pot sticker, you know? I'd be pretty offended.
The worst part is that she probably wouldn't have said it because you were there.
Right.
But she would have been thinking about it, and that's even worse. I like it when they just let their guard down and say something shitty.
Right.
And they think I'm not going to be offended because they didn't say it about my race.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, little do you know, I'm like 30 things. A.
Right.
B, I was born an Asian boy. So I was born a little pot sticker. What do you know about that?
Right.
And C, I'm offended for all races that you offend because I have sensibilities, like, I have emotions for all races. It doesn't have to be just mine for me to be offended.
Right. Well, yeah, plus we have a pretty multi-culti group of friends, so basically you're insulting all of our friends, too.
I think you and I are the only multi-culti. Whoa.
Well, Nicole, there's Nicole.
Oh, true. We do have a friend, Nicole, who is El Salvadorian and Greek.
And then RDG is pretty multi-culti.
Black and Jew. Like, he's like Lenny Kravitz. That's the same as Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just thought about that because I said yesterday in my drunken stupid, I was like, you have no tattoos, huh? And he's like, yeah, I'm Jewish. And I forget that all the time because he's way more.
What, right.
He looks like, for those who don't know him, he looks like a giant Italian. Hairy. Right. Whatever.
Well, yeah, it's not like he's kosher, you know?
Mm-mm. Not really.
No. I always find that funny. I mean, I guess it's like that in any religion, but I guess maybe because the Jewish traditions have so many rules, you know, it's just, I always find it interesting which rules Jewish people keep and which they ignore.
Yeah, which I guess is the same as being Catholic.
Yeah. True. But I feel like there are so many more.
There's more, like, traditions and rule, like, and, like,
right.
Yeah, there's so many different sects of Judaism right. That, yeah, you can follow, like, no, I don't get tattoos because, you know, blah, 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 but then.
I'm going to eat pork.
And I've never worn a yarmulke.
Right. A yarmulke?
Yarmulke. Oh, my God, are we racist? I'm gonna call Russ my little yarmulke.
Seriously though, how do you get yarmulke out of the spelling of that?
Like, I don't know. Same with chutzpah.
Wait, how's chutzpah spelled?
It's like another one of those chonica words. It's chuptzah or something.
Oh, funny.
And that's like, oh, you really have chutzpah. I'm like, what?
Right.
Not a chutzpah.
Right.
You said before we started that you had a story about something. What's your story?
Oh, yes. So it's kind of twofold. But so I went to Happy Hour last week or the week before, and on the way back, we walked by this tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we would ask the guy for a cigarette. And he was like an average-looking tattoo guy, like not like super hot tattoo guy, but not scary tattoo guy either, you know? Mm-hmm. So we just kind of started talking to him, and they had a hopscotch thing out, like he drew it in chalk outside of his shop. So of course we had to do it. And so after we were kind of like chit-chatting with him for a little bit, he's like, so I'm gonna kind of go over the line and admit something to you girls, but basically the reason that I put this hopscotch board out here was so that I get to see girls' boobies
what
shake every time, because you know, like where we live, it's like a college area. So chances are good that there's going to be some drunk girls walking by. And sure enough, like, we sat there for, like, 20 minutes. Like, two or three people, all chicks, tried to do the hopscotch. We're like, wow, that is really clever. And so then I started to tell him, again, we're just kind of chit-chatting about random stuff. And so I started to tell him the story about this article that I read about an Asian guy who is asexual. And he had a surgery and had his penis removed. So that's one thing. And then he actually took his penis and cooked it. And served it.
To
willing participants who paid a lot of money. And the cost of the meal, part of it went towards his surgery. And then part of it went towards, like, asexual awareness. So, don't you think that there are many other ways to bring awareness to asexuality?
Can we talk about asexuality for a second?
Yes.
I don't understand it. Does it mean you're not attracted to anyone?
I think so.
Because if you're attracted to both, it's bisexual.
Right.
If you are us in college, it's trisexual. Just teasing. Just joshing. No, but I mean, so there's, what's singular sexual? Oh, homosexual. No, wait, heterosexual. There's right. Hetero, homo, bi.
Right.
So that covers, I'm attracted to the opposite sex, I'm attracted to the same sex, I'm attracted to both sexes. Asexual is, I'm not attracted to anyone.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, obviously if he cut his penis off, it means that you're just not interested in sex.
How does that happen?
I know, isn't that strange?
I don't.
Like, isn't that, I mean, it must be, you know, kind of like homosexuality, you know, I don't believe is a choice. So it must be something similar where you just don't have the stimulation. You don't get stimulated. Like, you might have misfunctioning perps.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's got to be something you could take to not be asexual. At least, you know, homosexuality, you get to have, like, all the other sexualities, bi, homo, hetero, there's at least, like, love and attraction involved. But I feel mm-hmm. like if I were asexual, that's kind of a sad orientation to me.
Mm-hmm. I guess there are other things to enjoy in life, you know, other than sex, but being attracted to people, I think, is a significant thing. You know, like, just imagine how many, you know, attractive people that you encounter in a day, you know, going to work, at the grocery store, or whatever.
The party last night.
Right, yeah. I mean, and that's, I'm not saying that you're just like a walking, you know, hormone all the time, but it's like something that you kind of, you know, that's kind of the joy of, like, of people, you know, that they're interesting to look at.
90% of the reason I talk to guys is only because I somehow find them attractive.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're not that interesting otherwise. No, I'm kidding.
Well, what does it say? Because I look it up, we won't have the FaceTime. Can you look up?
Yeah, I looked up on Wikipedia. I looked up asexuality, and it says sometimes referred to as non-sexuality. In its broader mm-hmm. sense, it's a lack of sexual attraction to others or lack of interest in sex, and also considered a lack of sexual orientation.
Hmm.
It says the population is about 1% of people that have asexuality.
Oh. Oh, wow. Hmm.
It's not illegal like homosexuality.
Right. Yeah, and I find it interesting that, I mean, I understand, like, transgender, you know, that they really think that they are the opposite sex, like, when they have that surgery. But it's interesting that someone that has no orientation, that they would do the surgery.
There's an asexual pride flag.
Oh, really? What's it look like?
Kind of boring.
Is it just one color? Yeah. No stripes?
Oh, just white.
It's vanilla.
Just a white background with a guy looking sad, like...
Yeah, isn't that kind of crazy though?
Yeah.
Like I didn't realize that I don't know, I just think it's a weird way to bring awareness. And let's talk about the eating part of it. Like, that just goes to prove Asians eat some weird ass shit. Like, you're gonna eat someone else's penis?
His name was Mao Sugiyama. He's a notable asexual and a Japanese chef who had his genitals surgically removed and served them for dinner to paying guests.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Like, knowingly eating a penis.
Tim Gunn. Tim Gunn from Project Runway considers himself asexual.
Huh. I could see that.
Make it work. He hasn't had a boyfriend. Okay. Oh, wait. Janine Garofalo.
I could see that too. Actually, I thought she was a lesbian.
She has a 10-year relationship with a boyfriend, but has but describes herself as an asexual.
Hmm. Maybe that's why she's so angry.
Right? Paula Poundstone. And the author of Peter Pan, J.M. Barrie, also an asexual.
Interesting.
Huh. That would be weird, because, I mean, why have a boyfriend?
Right, yeah.
If you have no sexual orientation, no interest in sex, then that just seems like somebody else to messy up my house. Like,
right, yeah, then it's you're just a roommate.
Yeah, right? Like, at what point do you consider that a boyfriend?
And then does that make that guy asexual, too, then?
Or is he allowed to? Is he allowed to stick his penis in other vaginas since you have no interest? I feel like that could. This conversation could turn into like a stoner loop. Like you could be like, and then like I feel like we need to eat like a pot cookie and talk about asexuality.
Right.
Although the first and last time I ate a pot cookie didn't end well for either of us, so.
No, let's not revisit that.
So I don't think I'm going to go back to that dark place.
Oof, I believe I thought I was dying.
I believe I thought you were dying. The fact that we went to a club that was a block away from, or 2 blocks away from my house, and we both got lost going back. Right. And we both lived there for many years, and we couldn't figure out the 2-block walk back.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah, so asexuality. I'm going to have to do a little bit of research on that, but the part about serving his penis, I mean...
Yeah, I just think there's other ways to bring awareness.
Obviously, he got us talking about it, but
true.
I don't even care about this. I don't even care about this Mao Sugiyama doing it. I care about who the fuck is, like... I'm in.
Right, yeah, I'm gonna try penis. I mean,
I could see this guy saying that he was gonna do it, thinking that would bring awareness, like putting it out there, like, oh, I'm gonna do, you know, I'm gonna cut off my penis and serve it, and that's gonna create enough buzz to. I think he probably. Here's what probably happened. He's like, when I get this surgery, if I just keep my penis and tell people I'm gonna cook it, I'm gonna get a lot of news articles about it, and then all of a sudden he's like, wait, what the mother.
People want to eat this?
Shit. People are taking me up on... People are sick fucks. Like, he's like... Now he has to do it because he was, like, you know, promoting it everywhere that he was going to do it. He's like, who the hell? Yeah, so,
yeah, when I told the tattoo artist that story, he's like, yeah, I thought my, like, hopscotch booby story was bad. You really went across the line. He's like, the line was there and you, like, flew... Over the top of it, I'm like, sorry.
How gross are dudes?
I know.
I mean, I put a hopscotch out so I can see chicks' boobs bounce.
I know. I'm like, well, you didn't get much on your ROI on me and Lil Sharon here, but.
I mean, yeah, just starting there, boys, tisk, tisk, tisk. I mean...
I like that he admitted it, though.
I enjoy that he admitted it.
I think it's hilarious.
I just, like, I don't, like, at no point have I ever been like, how can I get, like, something, what can I put out there that I can watch men's penises flop around?
Right.
Like, why?
Ew.
I know. In fact, I try to avoid that at all costs.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Women aren't like that. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen... guys that have signs like outside, like they'll sit outside and they'll have like a sign that says free beer for chicks, you know, like just hoping chicks that walk by, like
I know, they're so desperado. I remember when we were 16 and we met all the boys from Johnsburg, you know, I was out with some girlfriend, I was like 16 or 17, we were out, I was out with some girlfriends and we went to this McDonald's and there was a table of like 3 or 4 guys, I think, and we didn't even notice them. You know, like, we were kind of off in our own little giggly, like, 16-year-old world. And one of them comes over and he's like, hey, girls, do you guys know of any good places to go around here? We're not from town.
creepy.
Yeah, it was Brian.
Oh, mm-hmm. A little creepy.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, really? No, you know, like, we totally blew him off. And then only at the end when we found out that one of them was 21.
Right.
And then we happened to pull up next to him at a stoplight, like, 2 hours later. We were like, hey, you guys want to buy some booze? And we totally used them to buy us all alcohol. And then we went back to my friend's dad's office and drank at her dad's law office until the wee hours of the morning. And what's funny is that out of that, like, three of my friends got married to people that we met through that interaction. But that's a sidebar.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I guess it worked for them.
Yeah. But I just, like, I look back at that all the time and I'm like, they were totally from, like, yeah, okay, they weren't from exactly that town, but they were from, like, 2 minutes away. And they were like,
right.
I think Brian said he was from Lake Geneva because that's where his parents have a summer house. So he's like, and then all of a sudden, the next night they invited us over. They said every Wednesday night they had margarita night. And so they asked us if we wanted to come over. And we're like, how can we come over? You guys don't even live here. They're like, oh, well, we have a place here.
Oh my god.
And only, like, years later did we find out that that was the first margarita night they'd ever had, was the night that we came over. Yes. They're like, so every Wednesday we have margarita night. We're like, and we're like 16. So we're like, all right.
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
Yeah. But it's just so, like, they just lie. So, like, it's like they have this shtick down, you know? They have this whole, like, guys just have this whole whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, then I'm going to tell them that we're not friends. Like, it's just so funny. It's so desperado how guys are. And, like, girls just don't do that. We're never like, all right, listen, we're going to find a pack of guys.
Right.
We're going to roll up on them. We're going to tell them we're from out of town. You know, like.
Right. Although we have our own shticks, I guess. Like, remember when we used to try to pretend that we were from, like, other places?
Or the Friday phrase, like, that pays.
Right.
One of my favorite traditions for Anna and I is that we would have a Friday phrase that pays. And ahead of time, before we went out to the bar, we would figure out, like, the worst pickup line we could possibly imagine. And that would be the Friday phrase that pays. And then the first person to say it, the other person had to buy him a drink, I think is what we did.
I think so, yeah.
And it was usually like, are those space pants because your ass is out of this world?
That was one of my favorites.
It was one of my faves. I am trying to think of some of the other Friday phrase that pays, but either way, that is super corny.
Right.
And we would also...
Yeah, so I guess...
We would also always get that those corner seats when we would go to Marie's Riptide Lounge because they're right by the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant guys would pile up there and you could usually talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or that last booth. Like, we wanted to be in close proximity to the bathroom, or we wanted to get that booth and have it just be the two of us so that when it got packed, guys would ask to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we found one we liked, we would let them.
Right.
So never mind. We're corny too.
We are.
Huh. But I guess I've changed my complete thought about it. I don't think it's in the same way as guys. Like, we never had, like, we didn't have, like, a full shtick that we just used over and over.
Right. Yeah, like, someone we know did the whole high fives are free.
Mm. Although I did use you're handsome for a while.
Oh, God. You're handsome.
Or You hated your handsome.
Let's not forget when you would just pinch people's butts and you'd be walking through a crowd, and then I would be behind you, so they would turn around and see me. I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's a classic maneuver. But that's... Jen Cena always says that I did that to her, too. I'm sorry, that was good. We met a lot of people that way.
They're usually trifler, like, weirdos. I'm like, oh, great, now I have to talk to this weirdo.
You're welcome. I do like that the last time I ever did the reach through a crowd and grab somebody's ass, I got kicked out of a bar.
Oh my god, that's right.
When I got kicked out.
Yeah, because you...
I got kicked out on your birthday. Yeah, but I wasn't being as discreet that time because I was so drunk I just sat at the top of a staircase. And as people came into the club, I just pinched their butts. And I was all by myself. Like, you guys weren't even with me.
I know. That's what's even more hilarious, is that when Stacey is like, like, what? Did you see her friend? They're like, yeah, we had to kick her out because she kept squeezing people's butts.
Like, yeah. Classy. Listeners, I challenge you to top that. I challenge you to top getting kicked out of a bar for sitting at the top of a stairway, pinching people's butts as they came in, creepily, all by yourself.
Yeah, that is your shtick for sure. Pinch your butts.
I used to love, like, the more complicated the reach around, the better. Like, the farther the butt was away from where I was, it was like my perfect scenario.
Oh my god.
I know.
You know, and that's really, that is kind of creepy. Because imagine, like, if some guy grabbed your butt, I mean, we would be furious.
Would we?
Well, most of the time. Most of the time.
It depends on who I turned around and saw. If he was Quasimodo, I'd punch him.
Well, that's usually who it was.
I know. It's never the hot guys.
Some guy with an ankle monitor.
That's typically my type, though, so that would have worked.
Some gold teeth. Someone and those stupid little nylon beanies. I'm like, oh, no.
Nylon hair caps?
Yeah.
Try to keep the curl tight, Anna. Someone who for sure goes like this. And, like, sucks their teeth. You know how they suck? Like, girl.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, like they're, like, picking some meat out of their face. I'm like, a pork chop.
It's always the guy that's looking at you like, girl, mm-hmm. You do have a body, don't you? And you're like, yes, mm-hmm. I do. Thank you. Thank you for pointing out that I'm not just a floating head.
Or my favorite, girl, you're thick. Like, that is not a compliment.
I've learned in my life to take it as a compliment.
I mean, yes and no, but it's a kind of a backhanded.
But I feel like, you know, I have different terminology for my weight, depending on what weight I'm at. I'm either at my black weight, my Hispanic weight, or my white weight. Mm-hmm. I'm currently somewhere between my black and Hispanic weight. And it's directly proportional to the number of each ethnicity of guys I get hit on. But what's good is that with each tier, you also can move, like, all of the tiers above you will still holla at you. Uh-huh. So even at white weight, I can still get the Hispanic and black contingent. Oh, gotcha. So it's not exclusive, it's just inclusive as you move down. But I can always tell, like, once I start to move out of the Hispanic and move into the black weight, I'm like, whoop, time to get back to the gym. But I am starting to just take thick as a compliment because, frankly, I don't ever, it ain't ever happening that it's going to be thin. And I don't know that I really want that. I like, you know, I would,
right.
I'm much more of a, as I told Russ this week, we were talking about his taste in girls versus his friend Jeff's taste in girls. And his friend Jeff kind of likes that, like, super skinny, like, model type.
Right.
And so I said, I told Russ, I said, his taste is Milan, yours is New Jersey. You know, like, they both like pretty girls, but, like, you know, one of them just likes the, like, really tall, skinny, like, maybe not even especially beautiful, but just kind of looks like a model.
Right.
And Russ likes girls that look like strippers. From Jersey. But so, like, for me, my personal taste is, oh, like, when I look at girls, the ones I usually think are pretty, not that like a tall, thin, modelly looking girl can't be pretty, and they are to a lot of people, but for me, that's never really what I'm attracted to visually.
Right.
Like, you know, again, you know, I like a ginormous butt.
Yes, you do. And I like a girl with real big boobs.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Hence why you're my BFF.
Hence the fact that you almost got your nose ripped off by that lady at the Buddha Lounge on Maggie's birthday because you asked if you could motorboat her.
She was surprisingly open to it.
It's true. But you did ask me first and then did not heed my advice when I said, please don't ask that woman if you can motorboat her. I will let you motorboat me. Please do not ask her.
She was very open to it.
It's one of the things I like about you. Willingness to go up to a large black woman and ask if you can motorboat her.
I mean, they were just out there.
They were
really asking for an invitation.
She was really on display, on display.
Mm-hmm. I guess that sounds kind of like a man, too, huh? She was asking for it.
You're kind of a dude, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Well, and there's a new lady at our work that has that, my favorite body type, which is cute face, little waist, and a big behind. But she only really has one of those things.
Wait, what about Tang's butt? Did you like her butt, or was that too big?
Tang? There's the woman at my work that opened up her refrigerator. She had a mini fridge in her office, and it was filled with bottles of Tang. And she kept saying, can I get anyone some of my Tang? Does anyone want my Tang? Why doesn't anyone want to take my Tang?
And she was a white lady, too.
And she was a white lady, but she had a huge butt, and I loved it. I loved it.
I mean, that was by far, that's like probably the biggest butt I've ever seen. I think I saw her one time.
Right, like independent of her top half. Her top half was probably a size 8, and her butt was a size 8 at all. No, her butt was probably like a 22.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it was like,
very disparate. I've never seen anything like that before.
I'm obsessed with it. I loved it. I couldn't even pay attention to meetings. But I was raised by a family of Italian women with really big butts. I was raised by women who looked like black women. I mean, they had, my mom was like 18-inch waist and 36-inch hips when she got married.
Right.
I mean,
18-inch waist, that's crazy.
Or 19, maybe 19. 18 or 19 inches.
Either way, anything under 25, like, that's tiny.
I mean, nobody now, you don't hear of anybody, the skinniest people nowadays are like 25-inch waist.
Right.
And she had 18-inch waist and 36-inch buttocks.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I was always raised with the plight of the big-butted woman. And I think it's just comforting to me. Soothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom has big boobs.
Yeah.
That's why I like boobs. Plus, I have no boobs, so I am like a guy in that sense. Like, I get why guys like them, because they don't have them.
And I don't really have I don't have a small butt, but I don't have a pronounced butt.
I think you have a good butt.
Listen, it's
not pronounced.
Like, I don't have booty, 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 rocking everywhere. For those of you that can't see me, I just did some kind of a booty dance. I don't have a rump. I mean, I have a butt.
Like a rump shaker?
Yeah, I can't clap my booty.
Right, right.
It ain't gonna swallow up a G-string.
Yeah, and I have a pancake butt.
You have an Asian lady butt.
Mm-hmm. Although it is getting a little better, but it's still pretty pancakey.
Although those one jeans that you had, that one pair of jeans that you had probably like 5 years ago, totally gave you a butt.
Oh, yeah, I still have those jeans.
Break them out. Mm-hmm. Break them out for a little friend. Give him a little tear on something good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my friend, I think we've filled up 50 minutes talking about I'm not really sure what.
Right.
Racism, asexuality, penises being cut off, and my love of big butts.
And my love of boobs.
And your love of boobs. I don't really know where else we could go from there.
Yeah. Full range.
I know. For those of you listening, we give it to you. We're serving you full gibberish.
On full random thoughts.
I love the feedback. Every single person, everyone. I've gotten multiple text messages from people that are like, oh my God, I feel like I'm sitting on the couch with you guys and I'm like answering back.
Right.
I love it. And I got one text that I said that said, I don't know. It said something. I was trying to find it real fast, but there's nothing real fast about me right now. Okay, I actually have it. It says, listen to a little of the podcast. It felt so familiar. Always thought you should have a talk show or something. You're both just so quick and funny. What a cute idea. We'll listen more.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
That's fun.
But yeah, everyone is like, oh my God, I keep talking back to you because I feel like I'm sitting there talking to you.
Right. Oh, I did have something that I contemplated this week.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I feel there needs to be like a things Anna contemplates jingle. I'll work on that for next time.
Actually, I had a bunch of things, because I'll just make the fastest one.
Why the fastest one? Because
I was trying to have a train.
That's things Anna contemplates.
This is kind of a lame one, but history. Yeah. Like, how do we really know that any of that shit happened? Like, yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of interpretation. Like, yes, there are some artifacts, but, like, stuff that happened, like, way before there was, like, paper and pens. Like, really, how do we really know that any of that shit happened? And even look at, like, the whole Columbus thing. Like, we were taught one thing, and then all of a sudden, he was, like, an asshole. Like, now everybody hates Columbus. So, I just thinking, like, all that shit could be made up. Who knows what's true?
Hot off the
right?
press.
Like, who knows? It's all someone's press. Interpretation.
To that, I say.
Exactly. That was what I thought about this week.
Things Anna contemplates. Wait, I want to use the news flash. Oh, that was called news flash.
Oh, that sounded like Jason.
I know. That sounded like
or
I'm about
Halloween
to get...
or whatever. Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, that was choo-choo.
The train wrecks are coming.
But I don't think it firmly describes things Anna contemplates as well as...
Kind of like a little light bulb.
It is. It is like a little light bulb. Well, shout outs this week to everyone who's been listening to us and commenting. Special big ups to Stacey Campbell.
Yes.
Who has been our biggest supporter and Chicken Dish fan and has been passing on the word and posting
tweeting
and posting and reposting and I think Jen Fournier, who along with Stacy put comments and rated us on iTunes. So we need everyone to go there and rate us because, as you all know, I want to beat Jamie Oliver. Operation Beat Jamie Oliver is in full effect. So
yes, and the blog is up as well. I do need to, I'm behind a couple posts, but I will get on that.
So here's chicken heads, our little cluckers. Your mission for this week is to rate us and review us on iTunes, to check out the Chicken Dish blog, which the address is, do you know the address off the top of your head, Annie?
I think it's just chickendish.blogspot.com.
Okay. I believe so too.
Or the Chicken Dish. If you Google, unfortunately, because we're still not, you know, probably haven't been Googled a lot. So if you Google Chicken Dish, of course, what comes up are like 50,000 sites for
recipes,
food.
Yeah. Yeah. So the blog,
like chicken casserole.
the blog website, guys, is thechickendish.blogspot.com. Thechickendish.blogspot.com. So go to the website. I'm trying to link it on iTunes because right now the website on iTunes links you back to the website of our server that's hosting the Chicken Dish right now. So ignore that. We really want you to go to thechickendish.blogspot.com and leave comments, give us ideas. Even if you're friends of ours that Facebook us and text us and everything else, leave us show ideas and questions, potential things for Anna to contemplate. And if you yourself are struggling with asexuality, please reach out to somebody and get help.
And get your penis cut off and serve it up.
If you'll be serving penis anytime soon, give us a jingle. I don't know why today's
extra garlic.
Today's so gross. Today's like the singing episode. I'm singing like 12 times in this episode.
Yeah, you're real singy.
That's what happens when I'm hungover. Mm. It's easier to sing. I don't know why.
And on that fancy note.
Yeah. All right, little cluckers, till next time.
Thank you for listening.